Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Market is coming up Thursday, March 9th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth and seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 that morning. It's video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time start. 24,600 head to be sold this Thursday, including 5,950 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and about 650 calves on cows and 800 bred stock. If you want details about a particular lot or when they may be selling, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com and get more information. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or, as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117, 1-800-422-2117. Next sale Thursday, March 9th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We've been talking about the challenges in our cattle market for a while in regards to the mercantile exchange and cash cattle trade, transparency, liquidity, the amount of cash trade to help establish a market from week to week. All are things that we've talked about. One of the things that's been a persistent problem down through the years, and it seemingly has gotten a little bit worse in recent months, is the convergence issue, allowing basically the futures market to converge with the cash market by the time you actually settle that particular contract. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says some of our recent trends, especially the stronger cash cattle trade for our finished cattle in the early part of 2017, has exacerbated the convergence problem.
Well, we've had challenges for many months now. We've talked a lot about volatility in the futures markets, both the live and the feeder cattle contracts. And, of course, markets have been kind of playing catch-up to this somewhat stronger-than-expected cash market. So, February live cattle futures just went off the board, really, kind of struggling to catch up and not really reflecting that stronger cash market until the bitter end. And when you take those February prices relative to where the summer months are priced, we've got an extraordinarily big discount priced in this live cattle market. Now, it's already showing a significant drop from now until April on the April contract, and that, in my mind, might well be a little bit bigger discount than is really warranted, but the market knows that we do have more beef production coming, so I think it's a combination of fundamental factors, but I do think there's some issues that are a little more structural in nature that affect how well this futures contract is working, and that limits the ability, in some cases, for producers to use it effectively as a risk management tool.
So with all that said, Daryl, Can we get this thing resolved?
Well, it's been a long-term issue in the contract. Really, these are not new issues for the most part. They've changed nature a little bit. But again, for both the live cattle contract and the feeder cattle contract, these are kind of fundamental characteristics, if you will, of the markets. They've been issues for a long time. They're even more severe, perhaps, in the feeder cattle contract than the live cattle contract. But, somewhat limited liquidity in those markets, changing nature of that liquidity in terms of who's trading that market and what their motivations are for trading. And then, of course, when you add in expanded trading limits, which really were needed at a generally higher price level, combined with electronic trading and the speed at which things can happen, all of those things exaggerate some fundamental issues. And that's a long way of saying there's not an easy answer. If there was, we would have done it a long time ago. We would have fixed it a long time ago. But it is a continuing issue and one that we need to continue working at.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hall Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.